and teaching them that the role that we all have to play in that process, everyone has a job, and that they can do their job really well. And so one of the first things you want to teach them is what that safe physical distancing looks like. In younger children, it might be a little bit more of an abstract thing for them to understand, so giving them examples of what 6 feet looks like, staying apart from other people when they're, you know, lining up in school, in the halls, in cafeteria, and when they're, you know, at recess on the playground. You also want to teach your kid and prepare them for having to wear a mask. So you don't want to send them to school the first day and expect them to wear a mask, especially younger kids. You want to practice this at home and build up longer and longer times that they're able to kind of be used to it and tolerate it. You want to teach them how to properly wear their mask, making sure it should cover their nose and their mouth. And you want to teach them how to take it off and take it on properly without touching their face and their eyes. It's really important that kids wash their hands before they touch their mask and after they touch their mask, so that we can keep their mask clean and that they're not, you know, exposing themselves inadvertently to some, you know, virus or other things that could make them sick. And then you also want to teach them about how to clean their hands and when they should clean their hands. So, as I mentioned already, before and after, when they are touching their mask, before they are going to be eating food and after eating food and after they've touched, you know, commonly touched surfaces, a really important time. And they can do it with either hand sanitizer or they can do it with soap and water, but it's important that they're doing it for at least 20 seconds, or they sing happy birthday twice would be about 20 seconds as well.